tuned in to Tuesday Talk with Liz on Audibly Legible Radio, presented by Simplecast.
And we are back. I am your co-host of Tuesday Talk with Liz, Ewokalypse79.
And I'm Liz, the host. How's everybody today? It's Tuesday Talk with Liz, and as you know, we're recording on Monday evening. So I just wanted to say welcome back. Again, thank you for supporting us and listening to Tuesday Talk with Liz. Today I want to talk about the weekend. This weekend was a special weekend because it was my birthday weekend.
Happy, happy birthday.
Thanks, baby. So Saturday was my birthday, and it was also Desmond's son Caleb's birthday.
Yes, on my Friday night feature episode, I did a special thing because it was the 23rd on that Friday, but it was actually, his birthday is actually the 24th, so I want to get that right, Caleb. My bad again, and we love you, and happy birthday again.
Yes, so started our breakfast on that Saturday morning. We had French toast dips. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. And we went and got those.
Yep.
My God.
I haven't had those in, I can say, literally years. And when he said, what do you want for your breakfast, babe? What do you want for your birthday breakfast? I said, you know, I want some French toast dips. So we, in our pajamas, jumped in the car, went and got French toast dips, came back, sat in our bed, and ate breakfast in bed.
Yeah, it was magical.
It was. There was no pressure. We just sat there and ate our breakfast and watched TV. And
It was cool. Like, I'm thinking about it right now, and I was just like, that was really, like, that's the kind of birthday I you know? I don't like being fussed over and stuff. And not that I don't mind doing that for people. You know, it's just that in context, I like to do what people, you know, like, I'm not a big fan of surprises. And so I asked her everything, you know, anticipating. And so it was just a great, great, great weekend.
It was. We still stayed in the room all morning. We already had all of our chores done already, so we kind of just hung out and watched, I think it was Barbershop 2.
Yeah, the second Barbershop.
So we watched Barbershop 2, and by the time you know it, we were just vegging, and then my daughter, Rayanne, knocked on the door, and she's like, Mom, come out, we got you a birthday lunch. So we went out, and she had went to Cardenas and got tortas and carnitas and beans and rice. So we had big tortas with fresh chips and pico de gallo and salsa for lunch.
Yeah.
It was spectacular.
Good. Yeah.
I haven't eaten that in a long time, I'd have to say, and I had the worst heartburn.
And not to make mention, like, chorro. I had a pretty bad case of chorro that came with it, but, you know, that's not uncommon to me anyway, so I don't even know why I mentioned that.
I just drank a pico, so those of you that don't know what pico is, I introduced it to Desmond, and it's just like an old Bromo seltzer. You just open a little pack, put in the water, it fizzes up and it's
better than Alka-Seltzer. I don't know. I never liked Alka-Seltzer, even any of their flavored ones. But for some reason, the way that this one is, it works good.
And quick.
Yeah. Extremely quick. And yeah, it's effective.
So I just decided that I wanted to just kind of hang out and just spend the day just, I don't know, when you work all week and you're running around and it was my birthday, my day. I just said, I want to stay home. I want to relax. I just want to watch some movies because Desi's always saying, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And it's always, no, no, no. So we just kind of hung out, watched movies. He got me hooked on this baking show. And I told you in another segment that he had me watching that, What's his name, babe?
The IT crowd?
No.
Oh,
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, yeah.
So we just got into watching cooking programs, and my next thing I'm going to cook for Mr. Montoya is a shepherd's pie. So we got to just watch different things that I like to like watch like that. So then I went to visit a friend of mine. She's just gotten over COVID. So I went and visited her, and it's kind of weird that you sit outside and you get to talk through your car door. And just wanted to make sure she was good, and she was great. She actually was doing great. Her boyfriend, not so great. They both got COVID, so excuse me. She came out to the car. We visited for about 20 minutes, and I don't know where everybody's living these days, but and who's listening, but here in Vegas, it's gotten quite chilly and windy, so
it's wonderful.
Yeah, right. Oof. Now I'm dealing with some allergy issues with all the wind and the sand and everything blowing around, so my allergies just went crazy today. And came back and I picked this up a little. Of course, Desmond wanted a burrito and I wanted a bowl. So there's only one place in town you can get a burrito and a bowl at the same place. So we took off and, well, I stopped at Chipotle. It's my favorite place.
One of,
yeah. But it was on the way home, so I just stopped there. And that was my birthday dinner. And then when we got home, my daughter and my granddaughter, little Miss Elizabeth, she's 3, were in the kitchen baking me monster cupcakes for my birthday. They were so awesome. They were chocolate cupcakes with green frosting with purple sprinkles and little eyeballs on them.
That was pretty cool.
So if you're a grandparent or know what it's like to have a 3-year-old in your home, I couldn't just have my birthday. My granddaughter said, "No, Granny, it's my birthday too." So I had to share my birthday with her. Otherwise, I wasn't going to be allowed to blow out the candles on my cupcakes. But she blew them out. She blew my candle out. It was just, it's awesome to see her. And then, of course, she had to get the first cupcake. I couldn't get it because, again, it's her birthday, not my birthday. She's sharing that day with me. So it's kind of hard to explain it to her about the birthdays right now. Anybody has a birthday in this house, it's also her birthday. So, yeah, we ate cupcakes till we were sick. It was so good.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like to eat a hot, warm cupcake with frosting and a big glass of milk. So that was my birthday day on Saturday. And then Sunday, we woke up yesterday and we did a lot of stuff for the podcast. We got up, and if you're familiar with Zia Records, they have Desmond's business card, and now they have the sticker with the scan code on them. So we go there, and we drop off snacks, and we actually bought some things while we were there this time, and I'm going to let Desmond say the name of the sandwich shop we ended up at.
So as we had, visited a couple of the shops to drop off stacks of stickers and business cards, we were headed, I believe it was east on Charleston, headed back towards, the 15 from where we were, and I saw Schlotsky's Deli, and me being a driver, for the years that I've been a driver, I'm very familiar with food places and certain names and stuff, and I had been to that one in L.A. I think it's on Beverly Boulevard over there. Like, it's over there near Wilshire and in West L.A. Excuse me. But I was very familiar with this place because just the name alone, Schlotsky's, just kind of stands out. But then once I had went there the first time, it was Oh my God, I can't even tell you. I was impressed. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So when it's like anywhere you go, when you have something good, or when you get something good, you know, a certain store that you bought something that you're just so happy with, you don't forget that place, you know? And that's kind of what happened with that place. So yeah, we saw it, and I was like,
he saw it. I was driving and I was in the furthest lane from the curb, and he's like, what's the name of it?
Schlotzky's.
Babe, they're Schlotzky's. And I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? And he's like, it's like a high-end kind of a deli. And I'm like, oh, cool, I feel like eating a sandwich. But now I had to cross over three lanes to get over to turn into a parking lot so I can get to this place. And we went to the drive-thru, and excuse me, Desmond ordered a beefy smokehouse cheddar.
So, she said, do you want a large, right?
Well, she said, do you want a small, medium, or large?
And I didn't realize, like, you know, you think, okay, I've had a large sandwich before, you know, no big deal.
And we're kind of thinking, like, is it a 3-inch, a 6-inch, an 8-inch, a 12-inch? And he just says, just get a large. And I said, okay. So I ordered him a large, and I ordered me a bacon avocado sandwich, and they didn't offer me a large. It just came in one size. So we went around, and they also had a Cinnabon.
But like the authentic, you know, Cinnabons. Like if you were to go to a Cinnabon and you were to order, you know, one bun or two buns, you know, you get a little individually, right? Like, boom, right there.
Yeah. So we went around and we paid and got our order, and we parked right in front because we didn't know if the restaurant, the dine-in, was open. So we just parked in front right off of Charleston and watching the traffic. And I opened my sandwich, and it was just a beautiful sandwich. The bread alone was just light and airy and crispy on the top, and just exactly what you want a sandwich to be made out of. And it was just filled with bacon and tomato and avocado. And it was just delicious. But when Desmond opened his box, we both...
Well, okay, first off, hers, when you guys think of a sandwich, right, you think of a deli wrap sandwich, right? So it just comes in this parchment paper and stuff. Excuse me. Well, I was looking for mine. I was like, well, what's this thing? And I pulled a whole... You know, it's one of those things that you have a whole dish inside of, you know, like
it's
you
a whole go to, styrofoam box,
a whole
container.
Styrofoam container, mm-hmm. That, you know, you go to a Chinese food place and they stack it all the way up in there. Well, I open this thing up and there's a round sandwich in there the size of a plate, like a dinner plate, not like a literal, like, you know, your little son or daughter's like Iron Man or Frozen plate, like a
it
real
was like an 8 or 10 inch round sandwich. It was so big they had to cut it in four pieces.
It was outrageous. I'm sorry. I mean, it was so good. It was the quality. I ate two of those pieces just right there. Came home later, and then I you know, demolished.
And it came with this basil creamy tomato bisque, his sandwich did, and a bag of chips and a soda. And she said, well, the large sandwich is $13. And we're like, okay.
So
I didn't
I'm
think anything
my,
of it because
yeah.
We're in Vegas, you know. It's not like if you're going to go someplace to pay for something good, you pay for what you get. So I'm like, okay, well, that's not bad, $13. Well, when we got it and we opened it, we're like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
Next time we're going to order just one of those.
Yeah, and we can just share it between us. Like
and
us.
Our neighbor.
And then have some to like feed someone like on the off ramp when we're like, you know. Like it was literally like that. It was really good though. So big up Schlotzky's Deli, damn.
It was delicious.
I know they're not even paying us, and then we're giving them all the, you know, someone's gonna go over there, you know, like we do not like represent any of the claim. We do not, you know, All that good stuff.
Yeah. We just love sandwiches. Desi loves sandwiches.
I do.
I love making them. But we went there and then finished our little route, you know, of dropping off cards and stickers. And we were going to go to the park and hang out with the skate guys, but I don't know. It was so windy here yesterday, yeah. Like super windy.
Yeah.
So with my allergies, I just, babe, can we not go to the park today?
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, so and we didn't go. And it was late, and it would have been dark by the time we got from Henderson back to the north side. So we just came in and ate our Cinnabons in bed.
That's true. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We did. We enjoyed our Cinnabons, and I can't tell you. I can't even remember the last time I had a Cinnabon. It had to have been when I lived in California. But I know I haven't had them since I've been here in Las Vegas.
We've had Cinnabon-esque things. They have things that have the Cinnabon name, but they're not really like actual Cinnabon cinnamon buns. That was the first, that for me too, the first actual Cinnabon cinnamon bun that I've had in Vegas. And, you know, I even had a little piece of yours that you didn't finish this morning, and it still tasted scrumptious. So, yeah. Big up Cinnabon, another one that isn't paying us or giving us anything.
And they're still as big as I remember, you know, for one cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah.
And just slathered in that frosting. So that's why I did not finish mine last night, and Mr. Montoya did.
Oh, my bad. I pointed at the time, like, I was looking at it because I'm used to doing my 15-minute segments. I keep forgetting we're doing a 30-minute segment today. you know what I was thinking about doing? We're probably going to just start recording things and just try to, like, give you guys some... we may even do one episode where we do, our outtakes. I don't have any right now because I delete everything to try to save space on the disc for, you know, everything moving forward. But I might purposely do that for a little bit and just see what we can come up with, entertain you guys a little bit further.
And our outtakes is because when we start recording this show, or when he starts recording any of the other shows, we kind of goof around in here, you know, to test our mics and do stuff, so we say sometimes some really crazy stuff in here.
Or just like, and I think to myself, sometimes I'll capture them, you know, sometimes I'll get those things and but I don't do it nearly enough. My boy Ed, big ups Ed, I'm always big ups Ed, but he's the master at you know, just having a random conversation with you, baiting you into a conversation about something that he wants to talk about, and then having it recorded. So I gotta get a little bit better with that. But yeah, I got something really exciting to mention, in that this next Saturday, right, we are going to be purchasing a new mic. Actually, I already put down layaway over at Guitar Center towards it. So you know, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. We got the MXL 770, I believe, the nice big wide diaphragm. Done some research, and it looks like it's going to be the winner. I just also, let me big up to my boy Snagnito. I love being able to talk shop with him about gear. He just acquired some Gemini 2000s, and is, believe me when I tell you that he can make those things sound like Technique 1200s. I'm not kidding whatsoever. So yeah, I'm really stoked that I have my boy to be able to talk about that stuff, because it's things are coming along, you know. Everybody is progressing in their art, they're progressing in their careers, and I couldn't be more happy and more supportive.
Oh, yes. All these guys that he's grown up with and has known for years, they're his back support. They help him and he helps them. So I love when we give them the recognition that they deserve.
Sure.
So I also want to talk about the weather.
The weather. Like, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah. I keep telling Desmond, wait till fall comes. But fall's been here since September 22nd or something like that.
I believe that's right, yeah.
And it's still been in the weather's been in the 90s and the 100s. So this is like the first...
really cool weather. I think I mentioned it in a episode before that this was actually a record year for Las Vegas, mm-hmm. in that they had, from 1940, they had a record year of 158 days with temperatures over 90 degrees. This year broke that. So I don't know how many days it actually ended up being. But if you can kind of put that into context, that's from spring till fall. So yeah, guys, that's heavy. I'm not here saying, hey, you know, we need to do this and we need to do that. We live in a house that we're fortunate enough that has
central air and heating.
Well, solar panels was what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we can. And I was just watching this. Excuse me. This segment about the Tesla solar panels, now that actually you could sell back energy to the energy company with as much as you're able to store, as well as being able to just run your house, which is basically what Tesla was talking about and in his early studies about direct current or alternate current. So anyways, yeah, I'm just really excited. You know,
he couldn't stand the summer, just so you all know,
to be in
this.
The
summer was just too hot for him.
It was ridiculous. I'm excited. I got a sweater on right now.
And I told him, wait till the fall comes, you're gonna absolutely fall in love with Vegas. Well, fall has been here for a month now, so it wasn't until literally yesterday,
yeah, that it dropped down.
The weather
down.
Just changed dramatically, and yeah. Today it was like in the 50s. My brother Junior and my sister Bab live in Flagstaff, Arizona, and she sent us pictures this morning that they got their first snow.
Yeah,
it was in the high 20s, the low 30s weather today there. But they were like us yesterday, very windy. She was there, very cold. He lives up in the Coconino National Forest. I think I've said that before on another episode, but it is absolutely gorgeous there. And when she sent pictures of the snow, me and Des were like, oh gosh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just a place to be, you know. But the weather here is changing, and winter's going to be here, and it's just going to get colder. I think we have a couple days this week in the 60s, and it's weird because we're shooting back up into the 80s next week. So it's kind of weird. The weather's just hot and cold, whereas I know the first couple years I was here, fall came, it stayed cold, and it didn't get warm again until, you know, the beginning of summer. Excuse me, so... I keep promising Desmond fall weather, and it's sporadic right now.
It's at least right now as we speak. It's definitely very, very nice and cool. I like it. So, you know, I'm excited that, you know,
we got the hot chocolate out.
Yeah,
got some marshmallows, yeah. And just so you know, we're tea drinkers. We don't, I stopped drinking coffee, and
not that she stopped
100%, but every day I would wake up
regularly.
And, yeah, every morning I used to wake up and have two, maybe three cups of coffee. I have two Keurig machines in my kitchen, and I used to have them both going at the same time. But I've always been an avid tea drinker. I love my tea in the evening, but I kind of switched it up, and now I have it in the mornings. And make me and Des a mint tea or a yerba buena tea. And just experiment with different flavors. There's peach that we have and some blueberry. right now because the holidays are here. I've got some cinnamon apple. And when I'm kind of feel my allergies coming on, I get one that's for
bronchial.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they sell that at the, like, La Bonita, those places like that. But it still has all those yerbabuena and some rosemary and eucalyptus. It's all these different plants that they mix to make this tea. And I love it. And I have Des drinking it, too, now.
I just drink. And the thing is I've always been about, you know, anything that'll be beneficial to me, like, I'll try it. You know, I'm always been the type of person that I can't speak about something unless I try it or, you know, have experienced it in some way. So I always make it a point to try things, and in doing so, I found so many things that I love. You know, sushi, for instance. You know, hadn't I tried sushi you know, way back in the early 2000s, I don't think I there would have been so much that I would have missed throughout the years. So you have to really try things, not just things, but like push yourself as an individual to kind of like, you know, even things that kind of scare you. Try to understand why it scares you, and when you do that, you'll realize that it's really more of just an illusion. It's something that you create in your head. I mean, and I'm not talking about like jumping out of a plane, right? Because there's obviously a reason to fear that. You know, like any time. But I mean, like things that, you know.
For instance, I had a sister that hated watermelon. And no idea why she didn't like watermelon. And all through our childhood, no watermelon, no tomatoes. And now that we're older, she eats watermelon and tomatoes almost every day. And she asks herself now why she never ate them when she was young. And it's just weird to me why people don't try things. And they just automatically think they don't like them.
Or associate them with some kind of trauma, right? Because like with you, right, you had that thing that happened with you with olives when you were young. Mm-hmm. And you swear you were allergic to them because you had this reaction, but that could have been something else attributed. You know, you now going back, you can maybe see where it was probably something else, because I mean, I had you obviously try olives, and you've eaten probably a half jar yourself with no problem whatsoever. So,
it wasn't because I didn't like them. I loved olives.
No, no.
Just I had a.
But that's what reaction. I was talking about was fear, right? Uh-huh. That idea that we create this thing, we draw conclusions and we have ideas that in our heads sound right, but in reality isn't anywhere near the reality of what truly is. So, you know,
just go out and try things. Try something new. If you think you didn't like it, try it again. See what it was. So I'm going to wrap up. I want to just make sure that you folks are out there trying things that you've never tried before. Drink some hot teas every now and then. It's sure. Right now it's the weather for it. Mm. Hot chocolate, get that out. I want to wish you all a happy Halloween. Stay safe. I don't know who's trick-or-treating this year or if it's even allowed right now. So,
right.
I know Desmond's going to put on a special, just playing some Halloween music for sure. Saturday night. So if you want to tune in Saturday and get his Halloween special, please do so.
Yeah,
we're here. So we want to wish you all a great evening. And remember to live, laugh, love, and tune in again next week with Talk with Liz. Love you.